either reserve. You're listening to leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama ikram, elders and beloved brothers in Islam, as we are well aware, throughout the entire world we find that this is a very difficult and trying period in the history of this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Daily we are being bombarded through the media and through different sources and avenues with mention of the plight, atrocities, difficulties, hardships that are being heaped upon the shoulders of this ummah. In fact, it is difficult to find a parallel or a parable in the history of this ummah where this ummah has steeped to such a low level of humiliation. But the fact of the matter, my respected brothers, is that halat and conditions turning against this ummah, this is not indicative of a situation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forsaken this ummah. But in fact, these conditions bring to mind the verse of the Quran, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we will make you taste in this world a small azab. دون العذاب الأكبر, before the big azab of the hereafter. And why? Not because Allah has forsaken you. Not because Allah doesn't love you. The love of Allah, the mercy of Allah, the kindness of Allah, the shafqat of Allah for His slaves, and in specific for this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this is something that words or examples cannot possibly do justice in expressing. In one riwayat it comes that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked Allah ta'ala that, Ya Allah, is there any other creation of yours whom you have honored in the manner that you have honored me, in that you spoke directly to me? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replies to Musa alayhi salam that, O Musa, in the last stages of time, there is an ummah which I am going to send. And I am going to bless this ummah with the month of Ramadan. The ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And O Musa, when the followers of my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will fast in this month, their lips will become parched and dry as a result of thirst. Their faces will become emaciated as a result of hunger. And the time of iftar will come. At this time, O Musa, these ummatis of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will raise up their hands and they will make dua to me. O Musa, when I am speaking to you now, between you and me there are 70,000 veils. But such is the honor that I will bestow upon that ummat, that at the time of iftar, when the ummati of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raises up his hand and speaks to me, there will not be a single veil between me and him. This is that month when Nabiyyu Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, إِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ لَتُزَيَّنُ مِنَ الْحَوْلِ إِلَى الْحَوْلِ لِدُخُولِ شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ. That in preparation for Ramadan, from the beginning of the year, the angels of Allah are ordered to start beautifying Jannat in preparation for Ramadan. 12 months before Ramadan can come, the preparation has started in Jannat. When Rajab would enter, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would start making this dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. O Allah, grant us barakat and blessings in Rajab and Sha'ban. And let us remain alive so that we can experience Ramadan. Such is the hurmat and sacredity of this month. That one incident is mentioned in the kitabs. That there was a Majusi, a fire worshipper. It was the month of Ramadan. And he came across his son eating in the bazaar openly. He was a Majusi, a fire worshipper. Yet he rebuked his son and he said, why don't you show respect for this month of fasting of the Muslims? When this Majusi passed away, one great alim saw him in a dream. And to his utter consternation and surprise, he sees this Majusi sitting on a throne of light in Jannat. So he says to him, Alasta Majusiyun, are you not a Majusi? How is it that Allah has honored you like this? He says, when the time of my death came near, it was late one night, and I knew that it is the final moments of my life in this world. I heard a sound from above, a caller calling out that, Ya Malaikati, O my angels, La Tatrukuhu Majusiyan, do not let this person die in a condition that he is a fire worshipper. Honor him with Islam because he honored my month of Ramadan. This is when a fire worshipper understood the sacredity and gave honor to this month of Ramadan. Coming back to the riwayat we were mentioning, Jannat is beautified. إِذَا كَانَ أَوَّلُ لَيْلَةٍ مِّن شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ هَبَّتْ رِيحٌ مِّن تَحْتِ الْعَرْشِ يُقَالُ لَهَا الْمَثِيرَةِ. When the first night of Ramadan comes, then a wind starts blowing from underneath the arsh of Allah. This wind is called Mathira. فَتُصَفِّقُ أَشْجَارَ وَرَقِ الْجِنَانِ فَتُصَفِّقُ وَرَقَ أَشْجَارِ الْجِنَانِ وَحَلَقُ الْمَصَارِعِ. Such is the effect of this wind that the leaves of the trees of Jannat start shaking and the door handles of Jannat start shaking and give off such a beautiful sound that the like of the sound was never heard before. Jannat starts making dua to Allah. Allahumma ja'al lana fi hadha shahri min ibadika sukkana. O Allah, grant us in this month from your slaves, the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who will become the residents of Jannat. That is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna lillahi ta'ala fi kulli yawmin min shahri ramadhan alf alf atiqin min an-nar qad istawjabu an-nar. Every day of Ramadan, at the time of iftar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees 1 million people from Jahannam. People who by their actions had already earned Jahannam. We cannot imagine the mercy of Allah, the forgiveness of Allah, the shafqat of Allah, the kindness of Allah. In one riwayat it comes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the order on the day of judgment with regards to one person, that take this person, yu'maru bihi ilan nar, take this person and throw him into Jahannam. As this person starts walking towards Jahannam, idha balagha thuluth at-tariq iltafata, thumma idha balagha nisf at-tariq iltafata, ثُمَّ إِذَا بَلَغَ ثُرُثَهِ الطَّرِيقِ الْتَفَتَ. When he reaches one third of the way, he'll turn around and he'll look back. Then he will carry on. Halfway he'll turn around and look back again. Then he'll carry on. Two thirds of the way he will turn around and look back again. Allah Ta'ala will order his angels, رُدُّهُ إِلَيَّ. Bring this person back to me. Then Allah Ta'ala will ask him that, O my slave, why is it that you kept on looking back? He says, O Allah, as I started walking towards Jahannam, when I reached one third of the way, تَذَكَّرْتُ قَوْلَكَ, I remembered that you in your Quran has said, وَرَبُّكَ الْغَفُورُ ذُو الرَّحْمَةِ, that your Rabb is Ghafoor, your Rabb is forgiving, ذُو الرَّحْمَةِ. Your Rabb is a Zat and a being of mercy. So it entered my heart that my Allah, who is Ghafoor and merciful, how can He be sending me to Jahannam? Maybe now He has forgiven me. Then he says, I carried on. And when I reached halfway, تَذَكَّرْتُ قَوْلَكَ وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, where Allah Ta'ala Himself is asking that who is there that is going to forgive besides Allah? Then I thought in my heart that perhaps now Allah has forgiven me. Then He says, I carried on. When I reached two-thirds of the way, now my entry into Jahannam was imminent. Then that verse of the Quran, I remember that my Allah says, قُلْ, Allah orders Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that tell them, O my beloved Habib, Ya Ibadi. Allah, who is free from every blemish, whose greatness and majesty cannot possibly be imagined, is addressing this insan who from head to toe is a collection of impurities, whose day and night is spent in his disobedience. And with shafqat and love and mercy, Allah is saying, O my beloved slave. Whom is Allah addressing? Is Allah calling out to the one who spent every night in tahajjud? Is Allah calling out to the one who spent every day in his obedience, in ibadat? Is Allah calling out to the zakireen? Or is Allah calling out to the muttaqeen? No, my respected brothers. الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah says, O those who transgressed upon their souls, those who turned their backs on Allah, those who the whole year disobeyed Allah, those who frequented the dens of vice and transgression, those who invited the wrath and the anger and the lanat and the curses of Allah upon themselves and humanity, them, the demand or requisite of this verse at this juncture is Allah should have said, O sinners, O wrongdoers, O zalimeen, Allah doesn't say that. Allah says, oh my beloved slaves. What message is Allah giving? La taqnatu min rahmatillah. The kings of this world may have closed their doors upon you. The rulers of this world may have turned their backs upon you. Humanity may have turned against you. In every direction it is enmity, hatred, anger directed against you. Never mind what the situation is. Never mind how far you have gone. Never mind how much you have transgressed. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Know and understand that your Allah has not forsaken you. Never ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Inna Allaha yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Allah forgives all sins. Innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. He is most forgiving, most merciful. He says, Ya Allah, I thought of this verse. Fazdadtu tama'an. Then it entered my heart that this is not possible. My Allah cannot be sending me to Jahannam. Allah says to His angels, take this person and put him into Jannah. We cannot imagine the mercy of Allah, the intizam and system which Allah has put in place in this Mubarak month of Ramadan which is coming, where Allah orders, Ya Ridwan, O Ridwan, O keeper of Jannah, open the doors of Jannah. O Malik, O keeper of Jahannam, lock up the doors of Jahannam. O Jibreel, go down to the earth, find those shayateen that are turning my slaves away from me. Catch each one of them, tie them up and throw them into the oceans, so that even at least in this month of Ramadan, the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam will not disobey me. Each night, Allah is calling out, Hal min sa'ilin fa'utiyahu su'la. هَلْ مِنْ تَعِبٍ فَأَتُوبَ إِلَيْهِ هَلْ مِنْ مُسْتَغْفِرٍ فَأَغْفِرَ لَهِ. Is there anyone that is ready to make tawbah now? Is there anyone that is ready to ask for my maghfirat now? Is there anyone that is ready to make sulah with his Allah now? Really, my respected brothers, if we look at the plight of this ummah, if we look at the situation that is staring us throughout the entire world, let us stop being ostriches with our heads in the ground. Wake up to the reality now. This ummah, by its actions, by its demeanor, has signed the writ, the declaration of war with Allah. In every direction it is the disobedience of Allah. The athar and the signs of the ghadab and the anger of Allah are apparent in every direction. This Ramadan has come. Once again, Allah is extending the hand of mercy to us. That come back to your Allah. Make tawbah. The call and the requisite and the need of the hour is tawbah. To make sulah with Allah. To come back and knock on the door of Allah. If even this month, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when Rahmatul Lil Alameen himself makes bad dua, Ba'uda man adraka Ramadan walam yughfar lah, that may Allah curse that person who finds this month of Ramadan, a month when Allah is so willing to forgive and still he fails to gain the mercy of Allah. Carrying on with that riwayat which I mentioned earlier, when the first night of Ramadan comes, وَيَقُلْنَا الْحُورُ الْعِينَ. The Hur-e-Een of Jannat, the beautiful damsels and maidens of Jannat. They call out, اللَّهُمَّ اجْعَلْ لَنَا فِي هَذَا الشَّهْرِ مِنْ عِبَادِكَ أَزْوَاجًا. O Allah, in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, from the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, prepare those men who will become our husbands. Who is there that is ready to become our husbands? And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam explains, what does it mean to become the husband of the hurs of Jannat? Man sana nafsahu fi Ramadan, lam yashrab fihi muskiran, walam yarmi fihi mu'minan bi buhtan, وَلَمْ يَعْمَلْ خَطِيئَةً. That person who in Ramadan will make sincere tawbah. I'm making tashri' of this hadith. What is meant by sincere tawbah? Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu once asked his students, أَتَدْرُونَ مَنِ التَّائِبِ. O my students, do you know who is the one who has made tawbah? The students replied, that, O our Ustad, tell us. He had been in the sohbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They knew that whatever he will say is coming from that mishkat of nur. So he replies and says, مَنْ تَابَ وَلَمْ يَتَعَلَّمِ الْعِلْمَ فَلَيْسَ بِتَائِبٍ وَمَنْ تَابَ وَلَمْ يَرْضِ الْخَصْمَاءَ فَلَيْسَ بِتَائِبٍ وَمَنْ تَابَ وَلَمْ يُغَيِّرْ لِبَاسَهُ وَزِينَتَهُ فَلَيْسَ بِتَائِبٍ وَمَنْ تَابَ وَلَمْ يُبَدِّلْ أَصْحَابَهُ فَلَيْسَ بِتَائِبٍ وَمَنْ تَابَ وَلَمْ يُغَيِّرْ خُلُقَهُ فَلَيْسَ بِتَائِبٍ وَمَنْ تَابَ وَلَمْ يَطْوِ فِرَاشَهُ فَلَيْسَ بِتَائِبٍ وَمَنِ اسْتَبَانَ فَإِذَا اسْتَبَانَ مِنَ الْعَبْدِ هَذِهِ الْخِصَالِ فَهُوَ تَائِبٌ حَقًّا. Before I translate, we are running out of time. In this is Ishara. My respected brothers, we can cry tears of blood as to the extent of injustice and oppression of this insan. Open and embracing declarations of mercy and forgiveness for Allah, from Allah, are not there so that we compartmentalize deen. Insan's maqsad and purpose on this earth is to be the slave of Allah. And that slavery is not fixed to time periods. Shab-e-Barat, Allah must be worshipped. First or second Taraweeh, Allah must be worshipped. 27th night of Ramadan, Allah must be worshipped. Some big night, Allah must be worshipped. Come Ramadan, that shaitan box which is destroying the haya and iman of the ummah, cover it up. But Ya Allah, I am sorry. Ya Allah, I am making tawbah. Ya Allah, I want your forgiveness and your mercy. But understand, let the hilal of Eid be sighted. Let the subah of this big night come. Let these occasions, when your mercy is apparent, pass. And Ya Allah, I am going to carry on the way I was carrying on before. I am going to continue with those wrongs. I am going to continue to disobey you till the next Ramadan, or till the next big night. This is not earning Allah's forgiveness. This is mockery and mazak with Allah. This is not tawbah. He says that person who made tawbah and did not increase his knowledge of deen, he has not made tawbah. That person who said, Allah forgive me, and has not changed his dressing to resemble the dressing of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his appearance to resemble the appearance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has not made tawbah. That person who said, Allah forgive me, and has not wrapped up his bedding in the night to stand in front of Allah and shed tears, he has not made tawbah. That person who said, Allah forgive me, and has not changed his company and those friends who are taking him to haram, he has not made tawbah. That person who said, Allah forgive me, and has not spent his wealth and time in the path of Allah, he has not made tawbah. That person upon whom these qualities have become apparent, this sahabi, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala, who is saying, when these changes will become apparent in our lives, فَهُوَ تَائِبٌ حَقًّا, then he has made tawbah. This is tawbah. And that will not happen sitting in our shops. That will not happen continuing in our environments of masiyat. Ramadan is not there so that for a few nights we worship Allah. Ramadan is being given to us, my respected brothers. We don't know if we will live to see another Ramadan. From the depths of our heart, take this opportunity, take this robe being given to us by Allah. Allah has made it such, this masjid also is being opened on the eve of Ramadan. May Allah Ta'ala accept it and make it a markaz of hidayat. But my respected brothers, the cry and the need for this ummah throughout the world now is that we have to knock the door of tawbah. We have to become the people of the masjid. We have to come back into the masjid. Come back onto the way of life of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are being given this opportunity. Ramadan is coming. Let us spend this Ramadan in the path of Allah. Let us spend this Ramadan in the environment of the masjid. Let us spend this Ramadan in the environment of those who are calling to Allah, of those who are speaking about qabr and akhirat. Let us spend this Ramadan in a manner where this Ramadan becomes a means of the next 11 months of the year being spent in a manner that Allah is pleased with us. That person who will save himself from haram in Ramadan, he will not take intoxicants. He will not slander another Muslim. He will not speak ill about another Muslim. He will not openly disobey Allah in Ramadan. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, for this type of Ramadan, for this type of fasting, زوجه الله كل ليلة مئة حورا. Every night of Ramadan, Allah will make the nikah of this person with 100 hoors of Jannat. وَبَنَا لَهُ قَصْرًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ مِنْ ذَهَبٍ وَفِضَّةٍ وَيَاقُوتٍ وَزَبَرْجَدٍ. And each night of Ramadan, as a gift from Allah, Allah will build him one palace in Jannat from gold, silver, rubies, and emeralds. لَوْ أَنَّ الدُّنْيَا كُلُّهَا جُمِعَتْ فَجُعِلَتْ فِي ذَلِكَ الْقَصْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ إِلَّا كَمَرْبَطِ عَنْزٍ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Such a palace Allah will give him each night of Ramadan, that if this whole universe had to be taken and put into that palace, like one pen of sheep compared to the whole world is so tiny, this whole dunya is so tiny compared to that palace in Jannat. That is when Ramadan will become a reality of Ramadan, when this fasting will be with the sifat and the qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. So make it easy for ourselves, my respected brothers, and make this niyat and himmat that let us come into the masjid, let us spend our time in Ramadan in the path of Allah ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq wa akhir da'wan alhamdulillah.